Hey there, Roamers. Welcome to the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel, where we get to hear from full-time RVers, unpack their experiences, and learn actionable advice to help you roam in your home too. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Thank you so much for being here. Buckle up, my friend. Let's get ready to go on an adventure together right now. Before we start the show, I've got an exciting opportunity for you. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast but felt overwhelmed by the idea? My Podcast Path course is here to make it simple. Right now, it's 50% off, so there's never been a better time to jump in. This course is designed for beginners with no special equipment required and minimal startup costs. I'll teach you recording tips and tricks, how to monetize without relying on sponsors, and guide you step by step from idea to on air in just 2 weeks. Ready to turn your podcast dream into a reality? Don't miss this deal. Head to podcastpathcourse.com to grab your spot today. Now back to the show. Welcome back to the Roam in Your Home podcast and happy December. Can you believe we're already wrapping up another year? It feels like time is flying by faster than ever. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving and are easing into the hustle and bustle of the holiday season. Before we know it, we'll be ringing in a brand new year. Today, I'm thrilled to bring you a special collaboration episode, one that's all about sparking inspiration for your 2025 adventures. I asked fellow RVers to share their favorite destinations of 2024, those jaw-dropping, memory-making places that absolutely deserve a spot on your travel bucket list. For us, some of our most cherished destinations came from recommendations by other RVers, so I know how valuable this kind of inspiration can be. After hearing all of these incredible locations, I hope you'll be as excited as I am to start planning your 2025 travels and maybe even adding some new spots to your itinerary. So grab a pen, get cozy, and let's dive into the most amazing destinations that made 2024 unforgettable for RVers everywhere.
Hey everyone, my name is Cullen, and with my wife Kay, we're third year itch. 2024 has been a fantastic travel year for us as we've headed out west to conquer such a vast area. Out of all of the fantastic places we've been though, hands down, we both agree that Ennis, Montana is our absolute favorite. Ennis is a beautiful town tucked on the Madison River, an hour south of Bozeman, Montana, and an hour north of the west entrance of Yellowstone National Park. Ennis is the fly fishing capital of the lower 48 and is a small town that is filled with some of the kindest people and has a fantastic downtown with lots of shops, great food, always some live music and something going on, and just a really convenient location to be able to access lots of really cool things and just to get to have a view backed up to the Madison Mountain Range was absolutely stunning. So hands down, our top pick of 2024.
Hi, this is Jennifer Scannell, also known as the Rambling Quilter on Instagram. As full-time RVers, we've traveled to many places in 2024. One of our favorites is Kanab, Utah. We stayed at the Grand Plateau RV Resort and had amazing views. In addition to being the site of many old Western movies, complete with an old soundstage, Kanab is centrally located to Page, Arizona, 1 hour to the south, and Bryce Canyon, about an hour and a half to the north. If you go to Bryce, be sure to stop at the Thunderbird Restaurant in Mount Carmel for lunch or dinner. Safe travels!
My name is Shannon Wakeham, and myself and my husband Paul and our two dogs, Jackson and Doug, travel in our 19-foot Airstream travel trailer, and our very favorite spot was right in Yosemite Valley, and we had to wake up early and be online at the exact right time to book this reservation because they sell out in minutes, but we scored one and it was totally worth it. Anytime we've been to Yosemite, we've stayed in an Airbnb and you're driving an hour plus into the valley, and to wake up and already be there was truly incredible. We were able to see all of our favorite spots within a very short drive, and that gave us more time to explore the park. The campground that we stayed at in Yosemite Valley was called the Upper Pines Campground, and as far as I know, it's the only one that's opened year-round. So we visited in November, so I think a lot of the other campgrounds, at least the ones that allow RV and travel trailers, were already closed for the year. So we were definitely happy to be able to stay because it is honestly the perfect location in the park right in the valley. And if you're traveling with dogs, even though a lot of the hiking trails and national parks aren't dog friendly, I feel like Yosemite is a great place to visit with dogs. We had our two dogs, Doug and Jackson, with us, and Yosemite says that any paved path throughout the valley, well, at least most of them, as far as I know, are dog friendly. And we thought maybe we'd have maybe half a mile to a mile of paved paths to walk on. But we spent an entire day exploring the park with Doug and Jackson on all the paved paths through the valley. And there also are lots of beautiful viewpoints you can drive to with your dogs.
Hey guys, I'm Heather, and my husband Cody and I love sharing our travel adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Gypsy Hustle. So I wish I could share with you our top destination, but it's not that simple. In 2024, we hit up 22 states. Our hearts were scattered all over the U.S. like breadcrumbs on a map. Each place we visited had something special and unique to offer. From the mouthwatering brisket in Texas to the warm hospitality we experienced in Louisiana. And let's not forget the endless sandy beaches in Mississippi. Oh, and the cozy Kentucky hugs we love so much. There's definitely some magic in the water in Asheville, North Carolina, because the beer there is incredible. But I guess if we have to choose something, maybe the biggest surprise of 2024 for us was St. Louis, Missouri. St. Louis is like an artichoke. Every layer, every adventure, it led to something new. It may not seem like much at first, but once you start exploring that city, you start to discover it's full of culture and flavor, and there's so many surprises.
I'm sure that really helped clear things up. Anyways, I hope everybody has a great last month in 2024, and we look forward to connecting with all of you in 2025.
Hey, this is Kelly with My 500 Square Foot Life, and we have been to some amazing places. Big Bend, Texas is the most amazing sky we have ever seen. The San Antonio city as a whole is just so historic, and it's really one of my favorites to keep going back to. But by far, the most favorite destination we have ever had is Sunshine Key in the Florida Keys. We stayed at this campground, which the entire island is the campground, which is so cool. It's a quick little trip. You can even get on the bus down to Key West, do all the fun things, but come back to a nice, quiet island with the private beach, the sunsets. I seriously cannot say how amazing it is enough. So if you ever get a chance, definitely give it a try.
Hi, this is Regina.
And Jeff.
And we are Seeking Creation. Our family of eight has been traveling full-time since August 2021. I would say our favorite pick for 2024 is the Black Hills of South Dakota. There are a lot of reasons why, but we had the opportunity to spend an extended period of time there this year, work camping, and just really had an opportunity to explore what the Black Hills have to offer.
Specifically, we stayed in Custer State Park, and not only is it just a beautiful setting, but there's some amazing wildlife all around, a huge herd of bison that's there, but there's also accessibility to two national parks nearby, Mount Rushmore, Crazy Horse Monument, and a number of other really beautiful places to visit. We were there for 6 months and didn't see everything that there was to see, so definitely a highlight for us, not only just for this year, but in our travels over the last several years.
Also, not to mention that there are a ton of festivals or special events within the area. You have the town of Custer itself, which is right outside on the west side of Custer State Park. But then you also have Hill City and Keystone. And then you have Rapid City with all your big box things if you need, you know, groceries or things of that sort. But you also have the Northern Black Hills with spearfish and sturgis. In the town of Custer itself, there is always, and Custer State Park, the Buffalo Roundup is always the end of September. The Volks March happens twice a year, which is where you hike up to the face of Crazy Horse. They also have 4th of July Discovery Days, which is Gold Discovery Days, which takes place in the actual town of Custer. But there is just so many things to see and to do. And so my recommendation, or our recommendation, is give yourself time, but also know you're not going to see it all. Another cool thing about Custer State Park is there's so much to see from the car. So you don't have to be out hiking to see so much beauty. But yet, if you do get the chance to hike, there is so much more that you're able to see and experience. The place is just stunning. So the Black Hills of South Dakota, specifically Custer State Park, is our number one pick for 2024.
We're Chase and Bryce from Sparks and Rec, and our favorite place we went to this year was
Creed, Colorado in the San Juan Mountains.
The reason why we love this old mining town so much is
the fly fishing on the Rio Grande, the endless hikes, and small town mountain vibes.
Hey everyone, this is Sarah and Jeff with Wake Up and Wonder. And as many of you know, we're stationary here in Ouray, Colorado while we manage the KOA. And we think that this area is one of the most beautiful places in Colorado. We've seen a lot of Colorado, but this one takes the cake in our opinion. So if you haven't visited, we highly recommend you put it on your bucket list for 2025.
Our favorite thing to do in the area is the Jeep trails. We love to take our Jeep up in the mountains. Our trails go up over 13,000 feet. The hiking trails go up over 14,000 feet if you want to hike Mount Sneffels. There are just so many trails of all types to see in this area. The wildlife viewing is amazing as well. Everything from bears, mountain lions, bighorn sheep, elk, and so many great places to eat, both in Ridgeway, Ouray. It's a quick jump right over to Telluride. There's just so many great reasons to come to this area in the San Juan Mountains.
And don't forget all the hot springs options in the area. There's Ouray Hot Springs in town with 360-degree views all around you. There's Orvis Hot Springs right down the road, but warning, that is a clothing optional hot spring. And there's Wiesbaden in town, which is a vapor cave. We haven't been there yet, but it's on the list.
Hey there, I'm Lauren at Nurturing Nomad, and my family's number one favorite destination this year was Cascade, Montana. We found this gem of a park nestled in Pruitt Creek. People travel across the U.S. every year to enjoy their summers on the Missouri River for fly fishing, canoeing, or just floating in tubes and relaxing. The river is right across the street from the campground, and it's stacked with gorgeous canyons all around you. The wildlife is rich, and the deer come in between the campers just waiting for you to feed them. The drive into the campground was a real showstopper for us. The canyons, the winding roads were just absolutely stunning. We tend to gravitate towards the smaller towns everywhere we go, and I think that makes it that much more nostalgic. You feel like family when you support small businesses and small towns. And the owners of Pruitt Creek RV Park are avid travelers themselves, so they definitely understand the value of customer service. I couldn't speak any higher of Johnny at Pruitt Creek RV Park. We are so grateful for his hospitality. If you check out this gym, make sure you book in advance. Families continue to go here every year for months at a time, and they are just as genuine as Johnny and his family.
Hi, Jamie and everyone. This is Desiree from @RVCruising on Instagram. Jamie, you asked me the most difficult question and the question that we all dread. What was your most favorite destination in 2024? And I had a really, really hard time picking one, but I ended up deciding South Dakota's Black Hills. And I chose that destination just because there's so much to do and see there. First of all, there is, of course, Mount Rushmore Memorial. And even though you've probably seen many pictures of it online and in YouTube videos, it's really worth seeing in person. I thought maybe it was a bit of a tourist trap, but it is really a very nice location to visit, and I would go back even now that I've been. If you have a chance and it's in the summer, go also at night, because there's a really beautiful night lighting ceremony and it's just a wonderful destination. In addition to that, there's also the beautiful Custer State Park, where you can do a wildlife loop, a drive, and see lots of wildlife, bison, burros, birds, deer, and just in a beautiful scenery. There's also a national park, I think a national park that's mostly overlooked, Wind Cave National Park. Sylvan Lake is beautiful. You can go kayaking or paddleboarding there amongst the boulders and the beautiful scenery. You can go visit Crazy Horse Memorial, which will be the largest mountain carving ever made, if and when it will ever be finished. You can drive the Needles Highway there and see the famous Needle Formation and drive through the very narrow Needles Tunnel. Make sure to check the dimensions of your vehicle. Another very cool drive in the area is on the Iron Mountain Road, which has a couple of tunnels on it. And as you drive through them, you see Mount Rushmore appear in front of you in the distance, and they're just spectacular views. And it's also a really fun drive. There's pigtails in the drive where the route passes over and under itself, and it's beautiful and very fun. There's several very cute little towns in the area where you can go explore Custer, Hill City, and Keystone. There's lots of wood carving if you're into that, and you can see the largest wooden Smoky Bear, Bigfoot, and Bison in these little towns. You can do lots of hiking, side-by-side rides, kayaking. There's a bigger town nearby, Rapid City, where you can go find all the president's statues, and that's a lot of fun. And in the summer, this area also hosts the famous Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. And if you happen to be in the area at that time, it is very busy, but it's also a lot of fun to see all the beautiful motorbikes and just all the activity and you know, people having fun and going for the scenic drives. And it's a lot of fun. And also there's very nice little towns nearby where Sturgis goes, the town of Sturgis itself, but also Deadwood and Lead and others. And you can find more information and lots of pictures for all these destinations in part 3 of my book series, The Long Way Home, An American Adventure, which is available in hardback and paperback on Amazon now. Safe travels, everyone. I hope you had a great 2024, and I hope 2025 will be even better. Safe travels.
Hey guys, Jason and Jen here from No Sticks, No Bricks. And our number one travel destination in 2024 was...
Well, it would be down at the Navy Base Sigsbee in Key West. But
yeah.
But since a majority of people can't go there, I'm going to have to say it was Treasure Lakes RV Resort in Branson, Missouri.
Yeah, that was a nice park. And that is actually an RPI park if you're a Thousand Trails member and have RPI. So it was super cheap to stay there as well. But yeah, it was nice.
It's close to all the activities there in Branson. We did a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you can pretty much walk everywhere from there.
Yep.
Hi, this is Michelle and Troy with RV Cruising with the Kesslers. Our number one favorite destination for 2024, if I had to pick, I would say it would be Kinloch Falls, just outside of Arley, Alabama. It is an absolutely beautiful and gorgeous area to explore and hike. The hike down to the waterfall is, no lie, it is quite the journey. You're climbing down rocks and tree roots, you're grabbing onto trees to make it to the next level down, but let me tell you, it is so worth it once you get down to the water. We actually went up and down the river, and if you're going down the river, there's actually a couple other waterfalls that are pretty gorgeous, actually. But the main waterfall is stunning and so worth it to see. If you're in the area, I highly recommend it. Enjoy.
Hi, we're Chris and Kelly. You can follow our journey on Instagram at chris.ann.kelly, and that's Kelly with an E-Y. Being fairly new to full-time RV life, our plan has been to enjoy longer stays with more time to explore each location. Our favorite in 2024 has been Fayetteville, which is in northwest Arkansas. It's home to the University of Arkansas, so it has big energy and lots of fun things to do, like amazing restaurants, breweries, shopping, and any outdoor activity you can imagine. We really love the Razorback Greenway, which is a fabulous trail system that runs throughout the whole city. Even better, Hog Valley RV and Treehouse Resort is an outstanding place to park, with pickleball courts, pools, and a friendly staff. Fayetteville has a great vibe. You should definitely add it to your list.
Hey Jamie, it's Anne from On the Road of Adventure, and I'm struggling to pick just one place to tell you as my favorite location for 2024. We really had a great year of travels, and it's so hard to pick. We were in Yellowstone and Glacier National Park, Walla Walla, Washington, tasting great wines. We spent some time just outside of Coeur d'Alene in Idaho, and that's just where we've been recently. And we had an incredible Thanksgiving celebration just outside of Zion National Park. The beauty there is outstanding, and it really made for such a great backdrop to be thankful and to be with friends celebrating Thanksgiving. So for right now, it's Zion National Park, but that could change tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Lisa from Sudden Lane Changes. I travel full-time with my husband Rob and our two golden doodles, Kelvin and Tucker. I also run SLC Made It, where I turn your travel dreams into unforgettable memories. Our favorite destination of 2024 has to be the Kanab, Utah, and Page, Arizona area. These two gems, just an hour apart, offer endless opportunities for exploration. We loved camping at the Grand Plateau RV Resort near Kanab and at Lee's Ferry, a first-come, first-served campground about 42 miles southwest of Page. The stunning landscapes and diverse activities, especially the 4x4 trails, made our time there unforgettable. Some of our favorites in the area included the amazing experience of Horseshoe Bend, when the morning light transforms the iconic bend of the Colorado River into a breathtaking panorama, perfect for skipping those crowds and enjoying it in peace. The Wire Pass to Buckskin Gulch Trail was epic and our favorite hike of 2024. It takes you through one of the longest slot canyons in the Southwest, maybe even the world, surrounded by towering sandstone walls. The one word we would use to describe it is majestic. We also loved exploring the area off-road, finding hidden gems like the Grand Chamber, Inchworm March, and the dinosaur tracks at Flag Point. I wrote 2 blog posts about the area. You can find them at suddenlanechanges.com/blog. Then look for 13 epic adventures for the off-road enthusiast in Kanab, Utah, and hiking the longest continuous slot canyon in the world, Buckskin Gulch.
Hi, this is Becky.
Brandy.
Kaylee.
Alina.
And our page is We Will Figure It Out. Aside for Bucky's, one of our favorite kind of places to find on the road are nature preserves. They're in so many towns, and bonus, most are free. One that we visited this year with friends in Palm Bay, Florida, was called Turkey Creek Sanctuary Park. They had this really cool nature walk with planks that you could pay to personalize. So there was lots of reading on the walk, along with so many native Florida plants and wildlife. This is where we saw our very first manatee. You can find adventures like this in all the states. Have fun exploring.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And I'm Steve.
From Gators on Tour in the UK here. Now, we've been asked for our favourite place. Well, that's really hard for me because I love the states. We've done 27 states, but we're coming back next year.
And we both love Canada as well, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
But if we're talking about van life,
it's going to be Scotland. No. Not just normal Scotland.
Orkney and Shetland.
They were just amazing.
They were
absolutely amazing places. We walked to the most northerly point in Scotland called...
In the mainland UK.
Oh, mainland UK, called
Muckle Flugger.
Oh, what a place it was. Oh, it was just amazing. The islands, Unst and Yell, were just something else, weren't they?
Yeah.
It was in a different world. It was very Scandinavian, weren't they?
They're full of Viking history, long boats, long houses. And we were actually closer to the Arctic Circle than we were London.
Yeah, it's amazing. We would highly, highly recommend if you went. There were tour ships in, weren't there? Cruise ships in, you know, and there was Americans there, wasn't there? And they just loved it. The towns.
It's a 14-hour crossing from Aberdeen to the Orkney Islands. 14 hours.
Oh, it's crazy. These islands may be tiny, but there is so much to see. There's so much history on these islands, isn't there?
Absolutely. I just love the fact that there's not many people around.
Oh, and another thing, there's hardly any trees.
There's not.
No. We're blessed. We're blessed here in the UK that we have such beauty and some beautiful islands that we can go and visit. But there's so much more to see. But thanks. Yeah. Thanks for listening to our
favorite places.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Hey, we're Jason and Michelle with Enjoy the Someday. Our favorite location of 2024 was Key West. Just the Keys in general. Dry Tortuga was amazing. We did the boat. We went mid-April. The weather was good, still warm with a nice breeze. We stayed at Boyd's, great campground. If we had to do it again, we wouldn't stay in Key West itself proper for a whole week. We would probably do middle of the Keys and then travel. Just there's no beaches in Key West and we, you know, both kind of wanted the beach. But tons to see, tons to do, and we had a great time. Thanks for having us.
And last but not least, I'm excited to share our favorite travel destination of 2024. It's a place that holds so much meaning for us, and this year we've had the perfect opportunity to rediscover its beauty. As some of you may know, we've been stationary in Ohio this year, a big change for us as full-time RVers. The reason? Well, Randy reconnected with his dad after 40 years, and we made the decision to stay an extra year so that they could make up for lost time. It's been such a meaningful chapter in our lives, and during this extended stay in our hometown, we've really enjoyed revisiting some of our favorite places. So this is a perfect time to tell you all about our absolute favorite place to visit when we come back home, and it's Mill Creek Park in Youngstown, Ohio. This place holds a very special spot in our hearts because it's located near our hometown, and Randy and I used to visit often when we were dating. Every time we come back home, it's one of the very first places we return to. It's like our little tradition. There's something magical about this park, no matter the season, but fall is when it truly shines for us. The vibrant reds and oranges and yellows of the trees reflecting off the lakes are breathtaking, and the crisp air makes it perfect for long, peaceful walks. Mill Creek Park is enormous, spanning over 2,600 acres. There is so much to explore. One of the highlights is Lannerman's Mill. It's a beautifully restored 19th century grist mill that transports you back in time. The sound of the rushing waterfall beside it and the historic charm of the mill itself makes it a must-see. Another favorite spot is Fellows Riverside Gardens. It's a gorgeous 12-acre public garden, and each season brings something new to admire here. From vibrant flowers in the spring to the rich, warm hues of autumn, it's the perfect place to slow down, take in the beauty, and feel grounded. If you love being near water, the park's two lakes, Lake Glacier and Lake Newport, are stunning. Whether you're kayaking, fishing, or just enjoying a peaceful moment by the shore, these lakes are pure serenity. The park also offers over 45 miles of trails, so whether you're in the mood for a leisurely paved path or a rugged hike through the woods, there's a trail for you. And don't forget to check out the historic Suspension Bridge, also known as the Silver Bridge. It's a picture-perfect spot and one of the park's most iconic features, and it's mine and Randy's favorite place to visit. What makes Mill Creek Park so special to us is not just its beauty, but the memories it holds for us. It's a place we've returned to time and time again, and each visit feels like coming home. If you've never been, I can't recommend it enough. Add it to your 2025 bucket list, and no matter when you go, spring, summer, fall, or winter, you'll find something to love. And there you have it, some of the most incredible destinations from 2024, straight from the RVers who explored them. I hope this episode sparked some excitement and gave you new ideas for your 2025 travel plans. Remember, the road is full of possibilities, and your next adventure is just around the corner. If you love this episode, don't forget to share it with your fellow travelers and let us know which destination is going to be on your bucket list this year. Tag me on social media. I'd love to hear all about it. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, stay safe, and I hope to see you on the road. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you would subscribe to our show and consider giving us a 5-star review. It's free and would mean the world to us and help us grow. If you know anyone who would also enjoy this podcast, please share it with a friend. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram or Facebook at Roam in Your Home. Come back next week for another fun adventure. But until then, stay safe, and we hope to see you on the road.